The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Team Sandy Blanton Realty.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. My name is Candy. I'm sitting in for Tammy Martin this morning, and she'll be back, I think, on Monday. And this is such an honor. I saw your name on here, and I was planning to listen to it, and I get to talk to you, and I feel like I've known you. You've been a household name for years in Pensacola. Sandy Blanton. I was like, is somebody... It's actually you.
Right.
It's here.
Thanks for having us. I appreciate it.
I remember the first time, because we used one of your realtors a long time ago, and it was just a wonderful... very educational. You guys all have hearts of teachers, too, which is something you want, I think, in a realtor. But could you tell people about how long you've been in realty?
And certainly.
Talk about yourself.
I'm closing in on my 30th year, I believe.
No.
Early 90s. Yeah, I know. I know it's been a long time.
It just seems like yesterday. I moved here in 98, but yeah, you've been.
I was thinking yesterday, I was talking to another friend of mine who's been doing his job for half of his life, and he's 40 years old, and I'm right there where I've been doing real estate for virtually half of my life.
Wow. So you know it.
Yeah. I hope so. Right?
Yeah, right? Oh, my gosh.
I like to think that I do. Yeah. No one's knows everything.
Right? Yeah. You know it pretty well. What is your affiliation with Shark Tank?
Well,
because she is our favorite.
Thank you. And she's here in the studio with us, too. I wish we had a...
I'm going to put that up on our podcast page.
But, I took a photo. Barbara here, I'll tell you.
We have a cardboard cut of her. Barbara.
Yeah, she's not really here.
No, she's not. She looks like it, though.
From the agency saying, what are you talking about? You got Barbara in Pensacola for Dolly 911.
Right? Oh, man. Right?
But I think we've been with Barbara about 8 years now. Of course, she made her fortune in real estate. Everyone knows that.
Yes.
She sold her brokerage in Manhattan for, I think it was $66 million. It's a ton of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she has an affinity for the real estate industry. And she got involved with this advertising agency where she agreed to endorse one broker per metro market. And we were invited to apply, and we got very fortunate and won the endorsement.
My gosh, and that speaks volumes, doesn't it? Yeah, and certainly you've seen... I've never heard a bad word about y'all. So I can see her choosing you guys. You're so amazing. And this is, if you don't know who that, if you've never seen Shark Tank, you should definitely watch Shark Tank. It is great. Not just all the good ideas and stuff that go along with it, but it is the beautiful blonde lady on Shark Tank.
Exactly.
And I have seen her endorse you. Yeah.
Everybody
does. Well, most of them do.
Right.
Yeah, they get picked. So,
Mr. Wonderful, I think, is the least popular.
I would say that you are correct. You know? Yeah, I know. She's our favorite too. Did you come with that cardboard cutout?
I did. Yes.
Okay. So it won't stay here. Well, darn it. My husband would have been like, yes, she's my favorite. Yeah. We will buy one. My goodness. And I know that you've helped first-time home buyers, because
absolutely,
that's what I was when we spoke to your firm like years ago.
And it's so exciting, Candy, getting here. I had no idea you were a customer. That's fantastic.
Because you have so many.
That's fantastic.
And oh, yeah.
You said 2004.
2004, right before Ivan took everything out. Yeah. So we were looking at stuff and then Ivan happened. And so... So that happened, but it's always, you know, man, Sandy Blanton, we just had such a great experience with you guys. Sure.
I appreciate that.
It's a phenomenal. How long has Team Sandy Blanton been in? Is that 30 years too?
I started with a franchise chain when I started in the early 90s. We formed the team brokerage, I believe it was 2002, so probably 22 years now almost.
Oh, my goodness.
We started the brokerage. Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, and we've enjoyed it. You know, we've got, I think, 22 team members total now, and we're very fortunate.
There's only 22?
Yeah, there's only
22. It seems like there's 22. You guys are all over the place, yeah.
Yeah, we're a very different company in that all of our agents are W-2 with salaries plus benefits. So we're not the traditional independent contractor model.
Oh, my goodness.
That everyone else does. So, you know, our metric of success isn't the number of heads that we have. It's... all of our people are very productive, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
So it's very expensive for us to hire an agent, because the day we hire you, you start getting paid, whether or not you bring any sales.
So you have that, and that's
yeah.
So it's an honor to work. Yeah, I would imagine for Team Sandy Blanton.
And we buy lots of houses, Candy.
Mm-hmm.
Our latest ads, always advertise a cash offer. We buy probably 1 in 10 of the sellers that call us. We'll go in. We'll tell you what, we would give you cash for your house with no repairs, no commissions.
Your group will?
Yes. We buy up to 50 houses a year, and we've been doing that for several years now. So when we go in, we'll give a person a cash offer option.
Right.
And we can buy the house again as is condition, no repairs, no commissions. And they can live in the house for 60 days after closing, which is a nice deal for most people.
Because, oh, man, right.
Of course, when you sell, you have to be out of the house typically the day
before closing. Right.
Absolutely. And that's a big hassle because, you know, 2% of the deals fall apart the week of closing. And you know, it's a nightmare situation if someone's packed up and moved. And
I bet. And if you've been through that before, you know what that's like. It's terrifying.
It's horrible. It's horrible. So we have that option for people. We do. And we do lots of property management. We manage a few hundred homes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know you guys did property management.
Yes,
man, take that headache off your plate.
Absolutely. Yeah. And a lot of people these days are going to rental management because rents are so high. Mm-hmm. The median rental house in Pensacola now is up to $1,800.
Yeah, that's on the low. Well, yeah, I guess maybe, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we rented one Monday. This is really wild. We rented a house Monday for $5,000 a month. Isn't that wild?
Man, that is wild living out. I'm not surprised. See, and that could be you, people.
Jesus.
Just so you know. Certainly you can text in your questions too, 437-1620 if you have a question for Team Sandy Blanton or just Sandy Blanton.
Sure.
The whole team, which we love.
Sure. I ran a report this morning as we were coming in. We were talking about some ideas about what we're going to talk about.
Oh, I was going to ask you. Yeah, so many people are moving to Pensacola.
They are.
It is a boom town.
And I've had 100 people probably over the years ask me, where are these people coming from? And I've never really had an answer because we deal with hundreds of buyers and sellers a year. And sometimes if we're not representing the buyer and we have the listing part of the transaction, we just don't know their situation, right?
Oh, right.
But I found a report. This is interesting, I thought, from Redfin's site this morning. Our biggest new...
Influx?
Coming from influx. Mm-hmm. That's the word, influx. It's from Washington, D.C. Who would have guessed that?
I would not have thought. Well, a lot of Navy Federal people,
that
I bet.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Number two is Atlanta, Georgia. I sort of expected that one.
I could see that, yeah.
I like
Pensacola better than Atlanta. I love
absolutely.
Atlanta, but yeah.
But we've all got friends that have moved to Atlanta and moved back, you know, so we're
don't
not
we all? Yeah, it's like crabs out of a bucket.
Absolutely. Number three is L.A., Los Angeles.
Oh, I heard a lot of people are moving here from California.
Absolutely. Chicago, Seattle, Destin, Florida is number six.
Moving here from Destin?
Yes. Yes. San Diego, San Francisco, Denver, and then Nashville. Anyway, I thought that this list was interesting.
That is interesting. Yeah.
I know. I was only surprised. I was not surprised by Atlanta. I was surprised by every other city, I think. You know, and where are they going?
Right.
Where are they leaving and going to? Yes. Let me share this with you. Number one city they're going to, you'd never guess. None of us would ever guess this. Gulfport, Mississippi.
Why?
Who moves to Gulfport, Mississippi?
I don't know.
Right?
Casino
jobs?
I shouldn't say it. Well, is there
There's an Air Force base over there.
Yeah, so that's right. I think Keesler's over there.
Right. And then we've got Ocala, Florida, El Paso, Texas, mm-hmm. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Augusta, Palm Bay, California, Florida. Some city in Washington, I'm sorry, I can't even pronounce this. Hot Springs, Arizona, mm-hmm. Jacksonville, Florida, then Huntsville. But interesting insight there. Huh?
That is interesting. That is interesting. And you guys must have, I'm sure you guys work with military.
Absolutely.
I mean, hello.
Lots of military.
So odd, man.
The moving to San Diego, I'm surprised San Diego isn't on the moving out list, but it's not.
Right, I bet a lot of people. Is it PCS out, I think?
Right. We were talking about insurance earlier. Candy insurance
right.
is a big terror for lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
We own lots of rentals, and our typical policy has gone up 100% over last year.
Oh, man.
Which is mind-boggling, right? I actually post these on my Instagram and Facebook, these premium notices I'm getting just to share with the public. I've posted like a half dozen of them over the past 3 months, and I'm not kidding. As a landlord, we're seeing a typical increase of 100%, which is mind-boggling. And I've seen some consumers post in these Facebook groups saying they're terrified their house insurance has gone from $2,000 to $4,000 and they may have to sell their house because they can't afford their insurance.
Man.
Terrifying
right.
thought,
if
right?
you can get it, right.
Terrifying thought. But what we've done and what consumers need to do is when you get these renewals in, just don't sit down and take it. What you need to do is get a wind mitigation inspection report.
Right.
A four-point inspection report.
Mm-hmm.
Email it to an independent agent. And in every case where we've had these 100% premium increases from our current carrier, we were able to switch carriers and bring that increase way down to maybe 50% higher than it was last year based on the same carrier.
One of the things I remember your realtor and again, it was before Ivan, my husband. And I think my husband actually bought his house from you guys too. Now that I awesome. Think about it. Yeah. And he did that in the 90s. But we, I remember him telling, because I never thought about insurance, that some things you don't think about as a first time home buyer. And right. I know you guys are able to point people in the right direction too. And you hold hands with Absolutely. People, you know, and just walk them through the scary process. And that's what you want as a professional, somebody that knows it in and out.
Certainly.
What's the difference between somebody that's just sells houses and a realtor? Like you have to, there's a licensed realtor.
Oh, yes,
there's
yeah.
a lot of
yeah,
stuff that goes with it.
As a private seller, of course, you can sell your house to anyone with or without a real estate agent. Realtors are licensed to sell houses for other people.
And so they know what they're, yeah, yes. and I know that you guys are licensed and yes. you know what you're doing yeah, backwards
you have to be licensed.
And forward.
Absolutely. Yeah. And on the interesting too, Candy, I want to point out, and this is a new dynamic I haven't really thought about as we sit here, but insurance premiums are now blowing some transactions where a person is pre-qualified for a house for mm-hmm. X amount of dollars.
Right.
And they go get an insurance quote on a house they're under contract with, and the insurance premium can actually kill the deal because insurance is part of their debt-to-income ratio for the loan. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing that over the past 6 months, and we've never seen that before.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I guess it would. I hadn't really thought about it. We spoke with an attorney yesterday who he was on Pep Talk, and he was saying how he's had issues with insurance as well, and it's you don't really think about it, but, yeah, it has gone up. And we love that there's somebody like you that knows the right direction, and especially with rentals. And we talked a little bit about this property management, and a lot of people that thought this was a really great idea to buy the house and use that rental income.
Absolutely.
But if it doesn't, there's a lot of problems, I bet, that go along with that, and that's where the property management side right. of it comes in, and it's super helpful.
There are lots of pitfalls to being a private landlord. It's a minefield of problems. It really is. But we're seeing more people locally turn into landlords than we've ever seen before. And it's a national phenomenon going on. Most property management companies in the country are growing like crazy.
Sure.
A lot of people have decided that they need to rent their houses out versus sell them. We see lots of landlord calls come in, potential landlord calls come in, where they think they're fearful. They think they cannot sell their house, so they have to rent it. So, but we're getting more potential landlord calls than we ever have before. Half the people we're going to see, when we go see them, we always give you all three options. A cash offer option if you want to sell the house and get out of it. A brokerage option where we list the house for you and get retail for you and rent it. Half of the people calling in that think they want to be landlords are just afraid because they see the negative press and they're thinking their house value has plummeted and they can't, they're upside down, things of that nature. That's not true. So half of those people we go see actually end up being sellers because they would rather sell. But we are seeing more rentals come on the marketplace. And the marketplace needs more rentals because rentals are at crisis level lows.
That's also. Right. Yeah. The affordable housing and housing in general in this area is tough to find. Yeah.
It certainly is.
Can somebody call you guys and say, hey, I'm looking for a rental?
They can.
Or I'm looking for, house to buy. Right.
And you can look at our current rental inventory at tsbrentals.com. And that inventory changes all the time. You know, tenants move out.
Sure.
People change rentals more than they change buying and selling a house, if you will. But we do manage a couple of hundred units, which is good to have. But if you would like to become a landlord or thought about it, I think that's the best thing in the world to do.
Especially right now. Goodness, yeah.
And you're probably sitting on a 3 or 4% mortgage when you bought it. So your payment's much lower than a comparably priced house would be today with 6.5% interest rates.
Gosh. Right? It's better than stocks.
Absolutely.
You know, it really, really, really is. Yeah, plus it's concrete.
The cash flows from rentals now are just... they're just incredible.
It's funny. You don't realize, like we didn't realize, like our house, of course, all of the housing has gone up in value. I imagine supply and demand. Yes. But yeah, that house that maybe you bought for 70, you know, maybe 20 years ago is worth like 200 plus now.
Yes. Yeah. In 4 years, actually, our average median home value has gone up 70% in 4 years.
Oh my gosh.
Is that mind-boggling?
That is mind-boggling. Yeah, and it is a great area. I can see all the pluses that go along with this wonderful area. If somebody's listening, and of course we broadcast everywhere, somebody says, I moved to Atlanta and then came back. I know.
That's funny. A lot.
We know a ton of people, I bet, between you and I that have
traffic,
do that a lot.
The traffic, right? That's the worst thing.
Oh my gosh. But they have the varsity.
That's true.
But we could get a varsity here, I guess.
That's true.
In my head. But yeah, the property values going up. Is it a good time to sell? Good time to buy?
It is a good time. Well, here's my answer to that question. As a real estate professional, someone who lives on commissions, you expect me to always say yes, 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 okay? It depends on your situation, okay? if you're in a position to where you can be a landlord, I am very pro landlording, which is opposite because I make a lot less money on a landlord than I do a sale, obviously. But throughout my career, we've talked lots of people out of selling and into becoming landlords.
Okay.
So it depends on your situation. If you're, you know, if you need a bigger house, you know, you got married or something, I don't think it's a bad time to sell. You know, it's not a bad time to sell. It's not a bad time to buy. It's not as good as it was 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
you know? And on the value questions, I get this all the time too. And there's negative press everywhere, right? Everywhere you
sure,
see.
Sure, with everything, yeah.
It's just real estate values in the toilet. Pensacola real estate values, guys, you know, I brought this statistic with me. April, which was 2 months ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
The last statistic.
Right, yeah, I had to think about it. Yeah, we're already in June. Yeah.
The median home sold price in April was $321,000. Actually up 3% from 1 year ago. So houses are still keeping up in value in our area. There has not been
a
plunging of values. And so many potential sellers are terrified that their house has gone down in value. And that's just not the case at all. But buying and selling is a very personal thing, depending on your life situation. Mm-hmm. As far as cash, we're still buying houses. We're still buying, we buy as many as we can that we can find good deals on. Most of the ones we buy are very run down. Obviously, they need lots of work.
Right? Oh, sure.
But it's not a good time to be a buyer today than it was 2 years ago. But if you need to buy, you've got to buy, you've got to rent.
Sure.
And you're either buying a house for yourself or you're buying a house for your landlord.
Right.
Rent is 100% interest.
Well, that's true. I mean, that is true. Yeah.
There's no return, of course, other than the roof over your head. But it's an amazing time to be a renter. It's an amazing time to sell if you bought 2 years ago and need to leave the area.
Yeah. Oh, sure. And I bet there's a lot of military folks in this area. And I've seen this happen, and I'm sure you have too, where they buy the house and then they move out of the area. And I bet that's something they can go to you for property
Absolutely.
Management and, of course, renting out.
And you'd be surprised at how many military people that we help that decide to become landlords. They know when they bought the house X years ago that they were never going to sell it. They would move to the next duty station and plan to come back.
Sure.
We have those all the time. We have some military landlords that we've been managing their property for 20 years, and they are eventually going to retire back to Pensacola.
That's great. They could just get right back in their own
exactly.
paid-for house.
Exactly, exactly.
And not have to worry about the headache of land care and all of the stuff that
Absolutely.
Goes with it, HVAC and right. whatnot.
And the house payment they had in 1995 is the same, other than the insurance adjustment, right?
Right. But so they're paying that $300 and getting
absolutely.
That $1,700 ballparking
rents,
on top
rents are
of
up
it.
Every
yeah.
year, and that payment stays the same.
Golly, that's
you know?
Great.
Absolutely. But yeah, we get lots of those people, which is really exciting. And the long-term landlords are always thrilled that they became landlords.
Sure.
You know, after 5 years,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have lots of equity. You're going to have made a lot of money in rent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just multiplies as time goes along.
My goodness. God, it's funny. A lot of people don't think about this. I really never had until you walked in today. And,
I've talked so many of my friends into becoming landlords versus selling. It's and again, long term, you always love it.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
The short term hassles of tenant moves in, the dishwasher breaks, we have to replace that, the garbage disposal.
Mm-hmm.
First year's always the hardest, but long term, you always look back and are happy that you were a landlord.
Man, I know. Something you might regret down the road. I knew that I do. Man, that is phenomenal. What is the first step in buying a house? I mean, they can reach out. Like before I had anything, before I was pre-approved or anything, I remember reaching out to you guys. And I got to speak with one of your realtors. And like they just walked me through earnest money. I didn't know
Certainly.
Any of that. But
Certainly.
Can they just reach out to you?
Absolutely.
And,
Absolutely.
What's the website? The
website is... SandySalesPensacola.com.
You've seen the signs everywhere. For years, for decades.
Yeah.
Now, it's weird to think about. But they can reach out. Man, that's phenomenal.
And interest rates, Candy, right? That's another big interest.
Oh, yes.
And interest rates are the two crises of mm-hmm. modern day real estate.
Oh, man.
I just refinanced my house 2 months ago at 6.75%.
Oh.
Crazy, right?
Yes.
I did it because I bought it. It was really destroyed. I bought it as a cash buy. It wasn't financeable when I bought it. So I mm-hmm. had to completely rehab it. When I started the process, I think rates were 3.75.
Mm-hmm.
But when I finished and I had to refinance to get my contractor money out of it, I paid 6.75%, which mm-hmm. is actually the average rate over the past 30 years has been 9%. which
yeah,
is
yeah.
mind-blowing, right? So 6.75 in historically is not a bad number.
Sure, sure,
but
sure.
it's a terrible number
right.
when you come out of the threes.
when you come out of the threes, absolutely. Fours,
it's like a big
sure.
slap in the face. But I think the public is adjusting now. You know, we just can't buy as much house as we could 2 years ago. But getting pre-qualified for a loan is a first step. And we have lots of tools these days that we didn't have 2 years ago, like interest rate buy-downs. Mm-hmm. You can get many sellers these days to pay for an interest rate buy-down to where your interest rate is 2%, 2 percentage points lower the first year, which brings your payment down significantly. Then it's 1% lower the second year. It's easier to be a buyer now than it was 2 years ago because not every house is multi-offer.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
But it's easier to get concessions. 2 years ago, almost everything sold full price or above.
Absolutely.
There were no concessions. Right. Seller didn't pay your closing costs. Oftentimes, a seller wouldn't even consider an inspection period contingency.
Right, yeah, or be willing to fix stuff that you
exactly,
find on the...
exactly.
Because they didn't have to. That happened during Ivan. And
yes.
it was just to give... If everybody remembers that time. And it was hard. It was hard to find a living space. And yes. That's just great. That
sellers were in total control. But it's much different now, even though, you know, the interest rates are much higher.
But you want a buyer, I would go to you guys to help me find a home.
Oh, thanks.
Instead of just, you know, finding one on your own.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of difference.
It really does. And I've referred to you guys as, and it wasn't a mean, but just like, you guys are bulldogs. When it comes to that, like, you find the rates and you find the houses and all the stuff that goes with it. And you actually work for the buyer or the seller, whoever you're
sure,
representing.
Sure.
And it is, that's why you want to go with Team Sandy Blanton.
Sure. But a lot of buyers these days, things are still selling. Our days on market, this is an interesting number.
Mm-hmm.
A year ago in April, it took an average of 29 days to sell a house. Today, it takes 51.
Oh, wow. That's
which
interesting.
Is more, which
yeah.
is more, right? And inventory levels. You know, there's like people have been complaining for years. Mm-hmm. There aren't enough houses for sale, and that's still true today. Our inventory levels have doubled over last year, but they're still not where we would call a balanced market. There are under 2,000 houses listed on the market today. The experts all agree that a balanced market is a six-month inventory, which would mean we would need 6,000 houses on the market. We're still under 2,000. So not as many houses available as it should be, but twice as many as it was last year.
Man, but if you're looking to buy, you're looking to sell, you're looking to rent out, you reach out to Team Sandy Blanton. Can you give us the website again?
Absolutely. SandySalesPensacola.com.
Easy to find. Thank you so much, and thank you for joining us today on Pep Talk.
Local news every hour.